If you have your Bible tonight and want to turn with us to 1 Chronicles, 1 Chronicles chapter number 4, verse number 9. And the Bible says, Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the Lord of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. I want to preach tonight, if God will be our help, a little while, on this thought, a man of faith. A man of faith. As we look at this and we see the story of Jabez, and we start pulling this out because it's in a long, long list of genealogies and the family lines of genealogies of the saints of God that's come down through the ages of time. And we come through a place here where we meet this young man named Jabez. And the Bible says that Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. Now we're talking to a fellow who's from the tribe of Judah. And the Bible's teaching us here that Jabez was more honorable than his brother. I think of Jabez and I think about Enoch. When Enoch, the Bible says, that men begin to call on God again after a long time of not calling on God. Then the Bible says that men begin to call on God. And Enoch was a man who walked with God and was close to God in that time. And I think about him and I kind of like to compare him to Jabez. And we see how the Bible says that Enoch walked with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm glad for that. And that's the way it ought to be. You know, our desire oughtn't to be, I know everybody wants to try to be popular and everybody wants to be productive and prosperous. But I tell you, the main thing for us to be is just be a child of God walking with Him. Just stay close to the Lord, closer than we've ever been, because the days are approaching. Days are evil. Amen. And we need to stay close to the Lord, praise God. And we said if we'd draw nigh to Him, He would draw nigh to us. And we need that close, you need that close relationship. I need that close relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We need to just trust in Him, count on Him, rely on Him. That's believing. That's what it is. Hey, praise God. And we need to realize that if we'll just walk with God like Enoch did, walk with God like we'll see that Jabez did, and just trust in the Lord to meet those needs. And we all have needs. He's not a person in here that don't have needs. Amen. We have financial needs. We have physical needs. Amen. We have spiritual needs. And God Almighty is the one who's able to meet all those needs. He said if we'd seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, all these things. He's talking about food, raiment, clothing, housing, everything we need. He said if we'd seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, that's right in the eyes of God, not right in the eyes of this world. This world is upside down, messed up. Talked to a fellow this morning, law enforcement officer, and he said, this world's upside down. He said, I don't know what we're going to do with it. He said, it's upside down. He said, I don't know how we'll flip it back over. Amen. I told him, I said, brother, I'm there with you. I know. I said, but I told him, it'll take the Lord Jesus Christ to turn us, get us where we need to be. I said, there's no man going to get us where we need to be. It's going to take the Lord Jesus Christ touching individuals, praise the Lord. And that's where we come in. Amen. That's where we come in as the children of God, taking the Word of God to the world of God. Praise God, it's out there, the world of God. Amen. The Word of God, and just giving it to those folks that's out here in the world. These folks all over the place that's looking for something right now. They're looking for a change, and they're looking for a chance. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. And we're seeing it. People are asking questions. People are beginning to say, begin to even ask me, say, well, something's going on. Said it just feels like something's fixing to happen. Amen. God's a moving, God's a touching, God's a stirring, because the days are evil and the devil knows his days are numbered. Amen. Amen. His days are not, it's just going to be a little while and he's going to be finished. I've read the last chapter of the last book, praise God, and he don't come out too well. But I'm glad for a child of God, for me and you, praise the Lord. We're going to come out one day shouting praise the Lord in the presence of God Almighty and our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible said that we will be with Him forever. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll leave behind the sickness and the sorrow and the things of this world. Praise God. We'll never have to worry about them again. And we'll be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever noticed that everywhere Jesus was, everything seemed to run well? Amen. And I've said many times from the pulpit here, I don't understand why people be running with the Lord and things running pretty decent, and then they turn their back and they go a different direction. They leave the Lord and the house of God, and they go on their own pernicious ways, and then they don't understand why things just implode on them. That's just what happens. We can do nothing without the Lord. He told us that, praise God, and we need Him in every aspect of our lives. From the time we get up to the time we pill our head and wanting to watch over us while we sleep. Amen. I don't take none of that for granted. I want the Lord to help me. I want to be there with me. I want to be a child of the King for all of my days. Amen. I don't want to run with the world. I don't want to run with the devil. Praise God. I want to be on Team Jesus. As we sung a while ago, praise God, there's victory in Jesus. The other side's a loser. Amen. But I'm glad that we have victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. And as Enoch was walking with God, the Bible said he was walking with God and he was not, for God took him. Amen. There come a day in Enoch's life, praise God, when men begin to call on God again. God called on God. Enoch walked with God. And Enoch was talking with God. He was just strolling along, praise God, one day. And the Lord said, Enoch said, praise God, we're just a little closer to my house. Where are yours? Just go home with me. Amen. And old Enoch stepped out, praise God, left this old world behind and just walked on out in the borders of glory with God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm looking to do that one day. He said there's going to be a shout and a trump and a come up hither, praise the Lord, and those that are born again, love the Lord Jesus Christ, are going to be called out of here to go be with Him, to meet the Lord in the clouds, and so shall we. Now watch this. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm excited about that. Me and me has been talking about that, meeting up with the Lord, going in the clouds, praise God. He said, this same Jesus you've seen taken up, coming in like manner as you've seen Him go away. Amen. We talked about that cloud Sunday morning. Praise God. One of these days in a little while, we're going to be received up into the portals of glory to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to be with Him forever. Amen. You know what's wrong with most of us in the church? We can't get a hold of forever. Amen. Our finite mind just don't get a hold of what forever is. Amen. We're talking about a God who's eternal. He always was and He always will be. He's the same today, yesterday, today, and forever, praise God. He changeth not. And there's nothing. Amen. Listen to me. There's nothing impossible with God. Praise the Lord. So we see old Enoch went out of here. And then we see old Jabez. And the Bible says that Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. His mother was called. His mother called him his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bear him with sorrow." So he came into this world with sorrow, but Jabez was a man of faith. How do you know? It says because Jabez called on the God of Israel. See, as a man of faith, praise God, there was a larger concept of God than what a whole lot of the world has. I want to say tonight, youngins, what we need, God bless our sweetheart, is we need a larger concept of God than what most people have today. Amen. I've told you before, we can't take our God and put Him in a box. Hey, He's way too big for a box. But I've noticed He fits just fine down in my heart. Now, I've told you before, I don't know how the Holy Spirit of God, the third person of Trinity, can fit into my heart, but He does. He come in one day so many years ago and he took up his abode. That means He just kicked his shoes off and He set up housekeeping down in my soul. And wherever I go, there He is. I'm glad it's that way. He keeps me from harm. He watches over me. He gives me encouragement. Praise God, He shows me the right way from the wrong way. Amen. Ain't you glad God does that for you? There is a right way and there's a wrong way. We're living in a society, in a world, they're trying to tell us, well, just any way will work. I won't say it won't work. Praise God, there is a right way. There's a God's way, and there's a world way, and there's a wrong way. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think I'll just go with God. You say, well, preacher, how do you know how to go with God? Just stay with the God. Stay with the God of the Word. Amen. Praise God. Apply the Word to your heart. Amen. God, through the Holy Spirit, will speak to us. But it says that Jabez, praise God, he was a man of faith. He had a large concept of who God was, praise God. And so he began to seek out a blessing from God. He wanted the blessings of God. Amen. So he began to pray a prayer of faith. Amen. That's what was unique about Enoch. He was a man of faith. That's what's so unique about Jabez. He was a man of faith. Now, I want to say they some great women of faith too. Amen. Praise the Lord. They some great women of faith in the Bible too, that they just believed the Lord. They trusted God. Amen. They would call out. They would cry. They would talk to God. Amen. And God heard them. Just like He heard Enoch. Just like He heard Jabez. As he began to cry out. Praise the Lord. And he began to call upon God. And Jabez called on the God of Israel. Amen. Now, as I think about calling on the God of Israel, I think of the true and the living God. Now, see, there's a whole lot of gods in this world. Amen. There's a whole lot of gods. There's a lot of gods that people chase. I mean, some people chase gods of Baal and gods of alcohol and gods of drugs and gods of all these other things of this world. But I won't say there's one God, and He's a living God. He's the God of glory. He's the God of the heaven and the earth. Praise His holy name. He has all power. Praise the Lord. Amen. We serve an all-powerful God. Amen. You can't relinquish His power. And in order to talk to Him and pray to God, ask God for the things that we need, we have to believe God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, He said, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. Who? God. See, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is God, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You know how to get a hold of God? Diligently seek Him. I mean, seek Him earnestly, desiring the presence of God and the purpose of God and the plan of God and the power of God and the prayer to God. Seeking God to just speak to your heart and encourage your life. And the whole purpose is not so to praise God. It's so that you can be a blessing to someone else. So we can be encouragers along the way. That's what He's saying. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We have to have faith. We have to believe that who He is who He is. Amen. Moses asked himself, well, when I go to Pharaoh, they're going to ask me, said, who is He? He said, who sent you down here? And God said, tell him I am sent you. Amen. Praise God. That pretty much sums the whole thing. I am. Amen. Not that He could be or He might be or He should be, but God says, praise God, I am. He said, I am everything you'll ever need. He said, I'm the God of salvation. So I'm the rock at foundation. Praise God. He said, I'm everything. Praise God. I'm the all in all. Amen. Amen. So you see, when old Jabez got to talking to God, praise the Lord. Hey, listen, he was honorable above his brother. And I believe he had just a little more faith. I believe he stepped out with a purpose and a plan. And he just began to pray and talk to God just as earnestly knew as he knew how, just as diligently, just as sincerely as he could. Had a person ask me a while back. He said, Pastor, so I got a question. I said, okay. I said, what's your question? I told him, I said, I got one answer left today. He said, well, I just want to know, how do you pray? How do you pray and get a hold of God? I said, you talk to God. Amen. You just don't mumble some words. Praise God. You just find you a place. You calm down. You meditate. And you just focus on God. And you just talk to God. Amen. Amen. You talk to Him. I said, just like me and you are talking. You converse with God. Amen. Praise God. He said to come boldly before the throne of grace. Make provision, praise God. That middle wall of partition was taken out of the way. When God Almighty ripped it from the top to the bottom. We couldn't claw and dig our way up, praise God, but Brother Josh, God Almighty got a hold of that veil, praise God, that would hinder us and keep us out, and He tore it out in the middle and said, come on in. Praise be to God. I'm glad it's that way. Amen. We go in humbly, but He said we come in boldly before the throne of grace. Praise God, to a place of and a position of faith, believing, praise God, what God's doing for us. And then we see Jabez here, and he called on God, the God of Israel, the true and the living God. And then he wasn't talking to some of these false gods. See, hey, their time was just like ours. There was a lot of false gods out there. I mean, there's a lot of different things that people was chasing after. A lot of gimmicks and a lot of attitudes out there in the world. Just like there's a lot of gimmicks and attitudes in the world which we live in. Amen. But he called to the God of Israel, the true and the living God. And he asked some things of God. Amen. He says, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Amen. He says, Lord, what I want you to do, I want you to embed me and give me true happiness. Lord, I want to truly have joy in my soul. See, sometimes happiness, and I told you, happiness is a fickle thing. Happiness can depend on what happens. You can be happy right now and something happen and you not be happy tomorrow or next evening or after a while. But praise God, when you get the joy of God down in your soul. You know, Jabez, he prayed, praise God, and he has sought the face of God. And he asked the Lord to give him true joy down his soul, that he would fill him, praise God, with happiness of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. You know what? We're missing today. We're not seeking it and we're not finding it. He said, if we'll seek it diligently, we'll find it. But we got to be looking for it. We got to be expecting. We got to seek it diligently of Him. And that's what Jabez did for him. He's more honorable than his brethren because he come faithfully for prayer and he come asking God, please, Lord, please just bless me on purpose. Fill me with joy. Load me up with happiness. Amen. There's a lot of sad folks in the world today. Amen. They're trying to find peace and joy and happiness in the bottom of a bottle or in a drug or a needle or a pill. And they'll not find it there. All they'll find is the destitution at the end of the line. But praise God, there's a God of heaven. He said if we'd seek Him, praise God, His righteousness, we could have joy unspeakable. Amen. He said you could be plumb full to overflowing. Amen. Praise God, be happy down in your soul. As children of God, boy, we ought to smile real big. Amen. I tell you, we go around frown on our face all the time. You're wearing your face out.
Amen.
Amen. Are you hearing me? We're wearing a face out. It takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile.
Amen.
I go around smiling all the time because I don't want to wear my face out. Amen. I've looked around and seen some of you, and I don't look like that when I'm your age. Amen. I'm just going to keep... Amen. See, that looks better already. We're just a smiling prayer because we know who our Redeemer is. We know that Jesus lives. Praise God. He rose victorious over death and the grave. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for us. He's went to prepare us a place for those that's prepared for a place. And one day, He's going to call us out of here to go home.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He's plucking him some flowers out now. Well, here lately we've been to a lot of funerals. Amen. But praise God, one of these days it'll all be behind us. And we'll be at the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll be in a place of happiness in the Lord Jesus Christ. A place of joy, praise God. That happiness, that joy, praise God, it's found in the prevailing walk with God. When we decide to go with God. Hello? Let me tell you something, not church. It's a decision that you have to make. God's calling continues. He's calling continuously to Himself. He's beckoning us. He's bidding us to come unto Him. He said, come all you weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I don't know about you. I'm getting tired of carrying some of this. Amen. But He said, if you'll come unto me, that's what He's wanting us to do. Come to Him. And we start coming in. We start walking with Him. We talk to Him. We listen to Him. And boy, we just keep getting the blessing. You say, preacher, if we do this and that, everything will be all right. I ain't going to say there won't be no hard times. We live in no sin-cursed world, but praise God, there's a God Almighty. And there's Lord Jesus Christ. There's a Savior that's already overcome the world.
Amen.
As we sung that song, we got victory, Brother Bill.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We ought to just smile. Every time the devil in the world comes down on us, we ought to just smile the bigger. Say, amen. Praise the Lord. The old devil don't like it, but hey, we decided a long time ago we ain't working for the devil. We're working, we're living for Lord Jesus Christ. And Jabez says, if you want to have contentment, if you want to find that joy, he said, what I want you to do, Lord, I want you to just fill me with joy unspeakable. So I want that prevailing walk. So I want to walk with you so you can bless me indeed. Amen. I don't know about you, I want the blessings of God. When it's all said and done, praise God. Hey, listen, I don't care about... we don't own nothing here anyway.
No.
Everything here, praise God, just borrowed. Amen. But one day in a little while, praise the Lord, we'll inherit our inheritance of the Lord. And everything He got, praise the Lord, will belong to us. Ours and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
Praise God. Everything the Father has we work and strive and try to have and have not. And he said, then you put it in a bag with holes. Even that you do get. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven that's promised us a reward one day. If we'll seek it diligently, praise God, we'll find it. It'll be joy. That reward will be joy in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise His holy name. So he said, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. And then he goes on and he says, and enlarge my coast. Amen. So what Jabez was doing, now I want you to get this. What Jabez was doing, he said, you know, Lord, I want you to bless me. I want you to give me full of joy. And said, Lord, because I'm not content with where I'm at. I'm not content with what I have. Amen. You said, well, it sounds like that Jabez was a pretty greedy feller. Amen. Well, yeah, he was pretty greedy, praise God, because he wasn't content where he was in this world. He wasn't content where he was spiritually, and he wanted just a little dose of God. He wanted to grow closer, praise God, than he'd ever been, and that's why he said he was more honorable than his brethren, because when they wanted everything else, he said, Lord, I just want a little more of you. Amen. I want you to enlarge my coast, praise God. I want to be made bigger in Jesus. I want to be made bigger in the Lord. I want to have, praise God, I want to be circumferenced, have the circumference of Almighty God all around me. Praise the Lord. He says, that's what I'm wanting. I want to have the power of God on me. Amen. Not content with where I'm at. Praise the Lord. He says, I want to enter into where you're at as you come to where I'm at. Amen. That we can be joined together. Praise God. Amen. So we can enjoy more of the increase of God. Amen. I pray every day, Lord, please help me to be made little and you be made big. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Amen. He didn't say if Pastor Jeff got lifted up. He didn't say if Brother Bill or Brother Junior got lifted up. But he says, praise God, if I be lifted up. Jesus said, I'll draw all men unto me. We need that power of God to draw in. Praise God, Jabez said, listen, I want you to bless me and fill me with your joy. And he said, I want you to make my borders wider, praise the Lord. I want to get in. I want more of God. And I want God to have more of me.
Amen.
I want God to have me just teetotally. Praise God, because He's the biggest part. He's the best part. You know, since I got saved, born again, and got serious with God. Now, you can be saved, born again, and not serious with God. Amen? Hello? I believe it's time to get serious with God. I believe we need to pray like Jabez, praise the Lord, as men and women of faith, and say, Lord, I want you to increase me. I want to get close to you. I want to be more like you. I want to finish well this course that I'm on. Amen. I want our last days to be our best days for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If you pray that, you believe that, you ask that and from your heart, praise God, God will hear an answer. That's where that joy comes from, praise God. That's why people get excited about what's going on. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, enlarge my coast. But then he says this. Watch this. He said, and that thine hand might be with me. Amen. Praise God. He said, listen, so I want to, he said, I'm counting on your protecting hand to be upon me. I'm protected on that, the care of God. Amen. In order to receive the blessings of God, he said, I'm expecting God Almighty, Lord, I'm expecting you, praise God, to take care of me. I'm expecting God to keep his hand on me. I've had a few experiences in my life. I thought I was going out of here. But praise God, I just say, Lord, Lord, you know where I'm at. And Lord, I'm going out here and he knows what I needed. And praise God, he just spoke to my heart just as plain as I'm speaking to you. And he said, it's all right, son, I got you. The situation I was praying about, he said, son, I got that too. Amen, praise the Lord. He brought me through. Boy, and I just come out there shouting and praising, giving God all the glory. Amen, praise God, because I was counting on his protection. Jabez said, listen, so I want blessings, God. I want my coast to be enlarged. I want to be closer to him, but I want that hand of protection to be on me. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that we're in the Father's hand. Of course, we're covered by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And the Holy Spirit just comes by and goes, and just breathes on us on purpose and gives us that encouragement from the Lord day by day. And the Bible says that there's no man can pluck you out of the Father's hand. I'm glad it's that way, praise God. Because last time I looked in the mirror, I shaved this morning, praise God, I'm a man. Amen, praise God. And I don't want to mess up what God's trying to do.
Amen.
Amen, praise the Lord. I ask Him every day to forgive me of my sins, cleanse me, praise God, help me do better every day. And I get up every morning. I say, Lord, please, I'm perfect, man. I ain't done nothing yet. I open my eyes, but in a minute I'm going to throw my feet out of this bed and I'm no telling what I'll do. And Lord, I need your strength. I need your power. I need you to help me. I need you to show me. I need you to lead me, guide me, praise God. I said, Lord, I need your protection. And sometimes I pillow my head at night and I say, well, Lord, there's a time or two today that it kind of got away from me and I know it wasn't you, it's me. Amen. Amen. I'm just being honest. Say, Lord, it wasn't you, it's me. Lord, and I need your help. And Lord, please, if you'll help me, I'm going to sleep on this. In the morning, I want you to help me do better tomorrow than I did today. Amen. Now, maybe some of you are better than me, more righteous than me, and you don't have to do that. But sometimes I have to, praise God, because I want to enjoy that inheritance of God. I want to enjoy that power from the throne of grace. I want that protective power of God on my life. So I ask Him, amen, I confess my sins, I ask Him to help me, encourage me, praise God, so that I can receive those blessings, just like Jabez did. He wanted the blessings of God, so he asked Him. And he was counting on God to protect him, to keep him in His protective care. You say, well, preacher, I don't understand it. Somebody told me the other day, preacher, I just don't understand it. Why is it that the children of God still have to go through all these trials and adversities and sicknesses of this world? I said, because of what you just said. Because we're in this world. Amen. Praise God. But God Almighty's promised He'd be with us. He'd never leave us nor forsake us. And that, praise God, if those of us that keep His commandments will never see death, because when they take that last breath, we'll take the next one in glory. Amen. I'm looking forward to that precious promise and hope that I have in Christ Jesus, my Savior. That one of these days when I expire here, I'm going to begin to rejoice over there. Praise God. I'm excited about that. You say, preacher, you want to go out of here? No, I like to stay here. I'm like you. I'd like to stay here as long as I can. As long as I can, praise God. There's a busload getting up to go, praise the Lord. Now I'm ready to go. I got my ticket. Old J.R. Plymouth come over to when my father-in-law passed away, and I had a big old porch, and there was 14, 15 people lying around that porch. And he come on there, and you got to know J.R., he come on that porch, bounced up on steps, come through the gate, and he got started on this side over here, and he started shaking hands. He said, how you doing? You going to heaven? He got about halfway around through there. He said, bless your heart, you can say yes. I'm not getting a load up today. Amen. But we're getting ready, praise God, to go be with the Lord. We ought to be excited about that. We ought to be telling people, praise God, because Jabez says, look, I've got a promise. My coast is enlarged, praise God, and I want the hand of God to be my protection. If there's ever been a time that we need God's hands to be our protection and our help and our hope, it's right now. Amen. In Christ Jesus, our Savior, and Lord God of heaven. Praise the Lord. So he says he's counting on God's protection. And then look what he says, in that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. Amen. You know, the only thing that can bring a child of God down is sin. Amen. Sin will bring you down quicker than anything. That's the only thing that can rob a child of God of our joy and our happiness is sin. Amen. It'll take the joy from the joy of the Lord. The only thing to take the joy of the Lord away from us is sin. Amen. It's the only thing. But he said, praise God, he said, I would thou wouldest keep me from evil. From those sinful things. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what we ought to all be praying. Lord, please help us, keep us from those sinful things. Give us a good heart of discernment so we can see right from wrong and we can stand for what's right. And we ought to pray, God, give us a backbone like a saw log to stand on what's right, what's true, what God says. He said, let God be true and every man a liar. Praise God, what God says is right, what men say are wrong. Praise God, we ought to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, ask Him to help us, praise God, to have that confidence, not in me and you, but in Him. Praise God, we can take this word and apply it to our lives. That's what Jabez was saying. He said, I want you to keep me from the evil, that thou wouldest keep me from the evil, that it may not grieve me. In other words, he said, it won't bring me to a place of sorrowfulness. Amen. Jabez's whole name meant sorrowful. His name meant, he said, Lord, please don't bring, I said, please don't bring me down to where my namesake. Don't bring me down to a place. He said, I don't want to go there. That may be what my name's representing, sorrow. But he said, I don't want to live in sorrow, Lord. I don't want the evil to overtake me of this world, praise God. He said, I want to stand out. in an ungodly world. Amen. I want my coast to be enlarged. See what Jabez is praying? He's praying a prayer of faith. He's praying to the God, the true God of Israel. Amen. He was praying for blessings, joy and hope and peace. He was praying for his coast and his relationship with God to be made stronger than ever before. Amen. He was, and I'm talking about in a line of genealogies, all of a sudden somebody, now listen to me and I'm done. Somebody in a line of genealogy stepped out and you say, you know what? They's something bigger than just our family genealogies. They got to be somebody that'll step out and just say, you know what, folks? We need to go with God. We need to trust the Lord. We need to trust in the Lord. We need to walk with God. We need to ask God to help us. We need to expect, we need to realize that God Almighty is God Almighty. That He's an all-powerful God. He's never present help in times of trouble. That He knows where we're at. There's nothing ever taken Him by surprise. And He's there to encourage our hearts along the way. So that we can be encouragers of others. Amen? Just encouraging. Shouldn't have no evil speaking in us. Or just have encouragement from the Lord. He said that would have kept me from evil. That it would not grieve me. It wouldn't make me sorrowful. Amen. He sought for the, he was seeking for the reward from God, for just, God just touch his heart and give him that encouragement. Praise God. What did God do? Said, and God granted him that which he requested. He was seeking for reward from the Lord, praise God, and God sought, he sought out and he was rewarded. God heard and answered his prayer. Amen. You say, what did he do for him? Because he was honorable above most men. He called upon the Lord, the God of Israel, because he was asking him to enlarge his coast. He said, thou would have blessed me, enlarge my coast. Be mindful of me, keep me in your hand, protect me, Lord. Amen. God heard and he answered those prayers. And he said, wouldn't it, hey, keep me from the evil? Or you might as well say, the evil one, the old devil, the discourager of the brethren. Amen. Praise God. He said that they wouldn't grieve me, that they wouldn't bring me to sorrow. He said, praise God, so I could just keep praising God. Amen. With a smile on my face and encouragement in my heart. And saying, boy, God has been so good to me. All the brethren and sisters in Christ, all the neighbors in the, and the family members and lined up in the Word of God here in the First Chronicles, hundreds and hundreds of people. Real human being people. And Jabez said, Lord, I want you to just bless me that they can see the blessings of the blesser. So that they can realize how good you are. Amen. So I just want people to just see how good you are and how good you are to me. You know, it doesn't matter. Hey, it doesn't matter what we're going through in this world. God's still good. We still have a blessed hope that's out of this world. And one day we'll attain to it through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And one day, praise God, in a little while we'll fly away to be with Him where He is. So Jabez asked in faith, believing as a man of faith, and God heard. God noticed it. Because He said, but without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is. And that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Jabez was a diligent seeker. He said, you know what? I'm just going to go with God. Amen. I'm just going to trust the Lord in faith. I'm just going to believe what we know. And I'm just going to go with God. And God said, way to go, Jabez. Here, just have a little of this and a little of that. Next thing you know where Jabez was? Jabez over under the spout where the glory comes out. Amen. Lord is just pouring out upon him. God is just blessing him. Lord is just encouraging him. Lord is giving him, praise God, just a manna from the portals of glory. Amen. And we know what Jabez is just throw up his head and go, we couldn't say a thing. Praise God, for the tears run down, just thankful to God. And he's just going, woo! Good God of heaven, he'd say, woo, I like that. Give him a little more of that. Amen. Give him a little more of that. And old Jabez, boy, he was just taking it in. He was just enjoying that good things of God. How do you know that, Pastor? Because the Bible says that God granted him that which he requested. How'd he get it? A man of faith. And he asked of God. Amen. We've got to have faith. And we've got to have faith when we ask of God. He said, if we ask believing, we shall receive. We got to believe. Amen. That there is a God and that He's real and that He really cares about you. Amen. He's my Heavenly Father. I don't know about you. Hey, listen, I got all my little kids are granddaughters. Amen. They're little granddaughters. And they come to me and they look up at me like that and they get me by the hand and they look up at them little eyes and they blink a time or two and they say, "Papa." And I look down at them. Yeah, she knows. And she says, "Papa." And I say, "Yeah, honey." She says, "I love you." I'm saying, "To the height of the kingdom, whatever you want." Amen. Before she ever ask. Before she ever ask. Lord, you don't think our Heavenly Father feels the same way? He loves us. He cares. And when we look at Him with a tender heart of love back, we reciprocate that love. He does just like He did Jabez. Jabez made a request from his heart. And the Bible said that God heard him and He answered. He gave him his request. Amen. Praise the Lord. All we ought to do is just pray that God would just touch us, seek Him earnestly as we know how. Ask God to just touch us in the innermost part of our being and ask us to encourage us so we could be encouragers to others. Encourage them along the way. Praise God. So that we get to the end, other side of this thing, praise God, instead of going in with a pout, we could go in with a shout, say, "Glory, hallelujah. It's been good to know God." Amen. Praise the Lord. He's blessed us in so many ways. There's been times in our... Me and Teresa married... day before yesterday, we were married 37 years on July the 3rd. 37 years. And you know what? God has blessed us so many times in those years. I can't even begin to tell you how many times God has just... When we didn't know what we was going to do, we were indecisive, we couldn't figure it out, we just put it out there and said, "Lord, we've got a problem. You've got a problem." Amen. And guess who come through? God come through. He delivers again. Just like He did for Jabez. Just like He did for Enoch. Amen. Just like He did for you. And just like He does for me. God delivers again. When we come as men and women of faith, just believing that God can. And we believe that God wants to. Because He loved you. How much He loved you? He loved you that much. Amen. The span of the cross to infinity and beyond. Praise God. That's how much God loves you. And that's how much He loves me. Amen. So Jabez asked of God, believing. He was more honorable than those others. His life, even though we had seen his mother was a source of sorrow, maybe a source of pain for his mother, the reason she called him, named him Jabez. But guess what happened out of that supposedly source of sorrow that came into this world? Now listen, and I'm done. God Almighty took that source of sorrow. When that source of sorrow started trusting God Almighty and said, "Lord, you know, things might not start it off real well, but God, I'm just going to go with You. I'm going to trust You. And Lord, I need You to help me." Then that source of sorrow became blessings to those others around him. Amen. That source of sorrow became blessings to those others that was around him that would come in contact with Jabez. And you say, how do you know that? Because his name made it into the record book with an emphasis, not just a name and a family, but an emphasis on the man and man of faith, Jabez. Amen.